There's no question that South African runner Caster Semenya is fast enough.
Semenya is away and gone. Look behind. Has got the gold medal sewn up in the bag.
The question is whether Semenya is woman enough. Semenya easily won the 800 meters at the World Athletics Championships in Berlin Wednesday. Her time of 1 minute 55.45 seconds put her more than 2 seconds ahead of the second-place finisher. But now, international track officials are investigating whether the 18-year-old athlete is indeed a woman. Farai Mungazi has been following the controversy. He hosts the BBC African sports program Fast Track, and Farai Mungazi is in London. Farai, first things first, how much faster is Semenya from the rest of her competitors?
Oh, she's very fast. I mean, the way she won that 800 meters title on Wednesday was absolutely incredible. And this is somebody, let's not forget, this is someone we hadn't heard of until about 3-4 weeks ago when she won the African junior title. And she's effectively come out of Norway to the gold medal. And the manner in which she won was absolutely dominating. And people said, look, if this is the way she runs at 18, heaven help the rest of her competitors when she really picks up into her 20s.
Well, now the president of South Africa Athletics, or track and field in this country, is saying that Semenya is being unfairly targeted because she's African and that the Europeans who are questioning her gender don't understand her physique. What does he mean by that?
It's not just the South Africans. We, on our own show here today, we had views from all over Africa, Zambia, Malawi, Nigeria, Ghana. There is an overwhelming sense across the continent that Semenya is being treated like this simply because she's black and she's African. In fact, people are saying, look, there are other white athletes who are more muscular than Semenya, but nothing is being said about them. So there is this sense of injustice that she's being unfairly singled out. And of course, the South Africans have gone further to say that their athlete is being treated like a leper, as if she's got some disease that is contagious. Her family has come out fighting in a corner. Her mother, gave an interview to the BBC this morning saying that as far as she's concerned, her girl is a woman. Everybody else can get lost.
I mean, you watch a lot of runners all the time. When you watch a women's competition and a men's competition, do you see a difference between a male runner and a female runner?
There is a big difference between the way females run and the way males run. Let me just put it this way. The first time I saw her run, I didn't know who she was. And I was watching on television and I saw her run and I thought to myself, where is that boy from?
Ah.
She doesn't look like a woman. I have to be absolutely honest. That's my view. When you look at her first time, the way she runs and, her strides, her posture, her body posture, there is nothing female about the way she runs. And also add to that, she's got this deep, deep voice that if you were to listen to the voice without seeing her, you'd think it's a man speaking. It's difficult for me to say, that she is not a woman because as far as I'm concerned, she just happens to look the way she looks. And it's one of those things that people just have to live with.
Well, I understand that Semenya has passed tests for any kind of performance-enhancing drugs. Now she's facing some gender tests. Have those tests been conducted yet?
No, and it is going to take a long time. It's not a simple issue because a lot of people were saying, look, what's the problem? Why doesn't she just drop her pants and then everybody sees whether she's female or male? But it's more complicated than that. There's a whole host of experts to be consulted, and the IAAF said that it's going to take weeks before the results are known, and they haven't even started. Then there's another issue. The South Africans said today that they will not agree to any test because as far as they're concerned, she is a woman. Her grandmother was saying this morning that she's endured these taunts since she was a child. It's not something that has just come up in Berlin. She has grown up with it. People questioning whether she's a boy or a girl, and her family is quite angry about it. But I don't think that's going to break her down. I think it's making her even more determined, I think.
Farai Mungazi is the host of the BBC African sports program Fast Track. Farai, thanks so much.
My pleasure.